Okay, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 19 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. And in today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about a very exciting topic that I call good gravity. Good gravity. Now, many of us know what gravity is. You don't even have to be a physics major to understand what gravity is. We all know that if you throw something up on this earth, it's gonna come down. Simple as that, right? So the earth has a way of just sucking everything into itself. That's pretty much gravity. You throw a stone up, it will come down. That stone is like, you know what? I would rather spend time on earth than spend time having myself suspended in the air. And really, I think one good anchor scripture I'm going to use for this topic is something I read in Proverbs chapter 22, verse 11. Proverbs 22, verse 11, it says that he that loveth pureness of heart, for the graciousness of his lips, the king shall be his friend. Right? I'll say it again. He that loveth pureness of heart, for the graciousness of his lips, the king shall be his friend. So why am I using the term good gravity? Well, the thing is, many people want to have favor with big people, right? They want to have favor with big people. They want to have favor with, they want to notice that, wow, kings are their friend. Because think about it. I think anyone listening to this podcast would be very happy if the king was their friend. Right. And, you know, the word king can mean anyone that is, pretty notable in this world. Let's say like President Joe Biden is your friend. Right. Or let's say the multi-billionaire is your friend. Right. So I guess in this podcast, I just want to talk about how do you get to a point where powerful people want to gravitate towards you? Some people may think that this is unbiblical, but it's not actually. There are many examples in the Bible of people that other powerful people just gravitated towards. So what is the key principle, right, that gives you that kind of gravity? We are like just wonderful, powerful people, not just ordinary people, but powerful people want to be your friend. The primary principle I would just say is to have a pure heart, right? Like if you look at this anchor scripture I said, it says, again, he that loveth pureness of heart, for the graciousness of his lips, the king shall be his friend. He didn't say the servant, he said the king, right? So the thing is, all you need to do if you want to get to the top and stay there is to just have a pure heart. If you have a pure heart, you will have good gravity. If you do everything out of purity of heart, people will notice and they'll be attracted towards you. That is just the truth, right? Take, for example, the story of Joseph in the Bible. Joseph, it was literally purity of heart that drove everything that he did. When he got to Potiphar's house, think about it. If you're a slave in someone's house, if you're a captive in a person's house, the last thing you would want to do is to serve those people. But Joseph is almost like wherever he went, a pure heart just guided his actions. When he got to Potiphar's house, in his mind, I can imagine, maybe he felt distraught at first, but he was like, you know what? I'm an ambassador of God in this situation. I'm going to do my best job in Potiphar's house. Just pure motives, a good conscience. He drove his actions. Over time, because it's not that he came in immediately and Potiphar made him the head of his household. No. Potiphar noticed something that was different about him, probably compared to any other slave he may have had, and made him the head of his entire household, right? When Potiphar's wife wanted to sleep with Joseph, it was a pure heart that guided Joseph to do the right thing and say, how can I love the term that Joseph used. He said, how can I do this wicked thing against God? Again, that was just a person that had a pure heart, right? And the thing is, when he got to the prison, again, when people get to prison, right, you see many times, they're just like, why am I here, right? They don't see any good in that situation, right? But Joseph, it was his pure heart that made him see the good in that situation and just do his best in prison. The thing is, when you see people that do excellent work, Like, you look at the quality of their work and you're like, wow, this work is excellent. The thing is, it's not necessarily just because, oh, they are doing an excellent job. Go and hang around those people for a while. You'll notice that those people, they do that excellent job from their heart. They truly just are unable to do anything that is not excellent. It's just their mindset. It's just their perspective on life. Another person I like to cite is Daniel. The Bible says it. If you look at the book of Daniel chapter 1, that Daniel proposed in his heart, right? Daniel had a pure heart. It was that pure heart that told him, you know what? I'm not going to defile myself with the king's bread. It was that pure heart that told him, oh, you know what? There's this law they've passed in the land, but I'm still going to serve God, right? The thing is, that pure heart was his compass for everything that he did, right? So what I'm trying to encourage you today is just have that pure heart. If you have a pure heart, people will love you. That's the truth. Like, even Jesus Christ on earth had a pure heart. Had a pure heart, right? That's why people always went after him. Again, I'm telling you this. People love what is good. If they see something that is good, they will come after it. That is just the truth. I have seen this principle play out in many different spheres of my life and many different spheres of the lives of others, right? Again, the Bible says many will kiss the lips of him that has the right answer, right? If you have something good about you, right? And the thing is, people will know, right? When people see the quality of your work, when people see the output of your life, they will know the heart that that output is coming from. So that's why the Bible says we should guard our hearts with all diligence, because out of it proceeds the issues of life, right? So think about it, right? Even who is the greatest person that you can ever know on this earth, right? Who is literally the greatest person you can know? The greatest person you can know, right, is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the King of Kings, right? And how do you know the Lord Jesus Christ? How do you attract Jesus Christ to you? How do you gravitate towards Jesus? How does that gravity bring both of you together? Well, look at what the Bible says. The Bible says, blessed are the pure in what? In heart, for they shall see God. It's one of the Beatitudes. Blessed are the pure in heart. So if you have a pure heart, then God will want to see you. So I'm just encouraging you today. Do everything out of purity of heart. Again, if you just start working from a pure, if you start doing everything, if you start letting every decision you make, every action you take, be even the words you say, right? Graciousness of lips. That was one of the things that came from my anchor scripture. The king will be his friend. If everything you do, everything you say, your perspective on life, if all those things proceed from a pure heart, I'm telling you, it's just a matter of time. You're going to make it to the very, 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 very top, right? If purity of heart is guarding how you work at your, how you do your job at your place of work, or how you run your business, or how you speak to your spouse, or how you train your children, again, you're going to get to the very top. You're going to sit amongst kings. You're not going to sit amongst mean men. So again, one thing that has that can start you on this journey to the top is a relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. So if you want to give your life to Christ, again, Jesus Christ has made a huge difference in my life. Please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. Have mercy on me. Forgive me of all my sins. I confess all my sins before you. I forsake them. I repent of them. I turn away from them. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a brand new beginning. Sanctify me with your blood and fill me with your spirit and make me a brand new man. Thank you, Lord, for saving me in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have just said this prayer, congratulations, you're a child of God. I will encourage you to find a Bible, right? Find a Bible with a good translation. It can be King James. It can be the New International Version. Read it. Do what it says. And seek community and fellowship with other believers in a Bible-believing church. I go to the Redeemed Christian Church of God. There are many parishes all over the world. But again, there are also many Bible-believing churches. Again, just be careful of the church you go to. There are churches that say they are Bible-believing, but they preach heresy. So find a Bible-believing church, plug yourself in, have community and fellowship with other believers, have a pure heart in everything you do, and all will be well with you. Thank you for listening. God bless you. Thank you.